Sestina for adjuncts. Caring is all about shit, the lady in the van. All those articles on the nationwide plight of adjunct faculty fail to mention sewage backing up in the bathtub, a slumlord using the Roto-Rooter man to manage another teacher's fate. Replacing the pipeline costs over 10 grand. We should just put all our used toilet paper in plastic bags, lay traps for the mice, keep the leaky gas stove unplugged, wear earplugs against the neighbors in the living room. Not physical bodies, but voices of neighbors arguing for the perpetual loss of peace. Conversations adjunct adjacent, rising in noxious waves from the apartment below. Keeping fingernail on the chalkboard time with grading papers. The bathtub devoid of candles and Epsom salts because we associate our state of mind with slaves and victims of domestic violence. Fated to bless the salaries of university presidents and higher admin fates in offices with views of all those roofs devoted to smart screens, neighborly online tutorials that teach the students to use a comma splice as if our semicolon has lost its head. Students aren't oblivious. They see adjuncts without offices showing signs of no real home, no bathtub. Demoralization is backing up in classrooms across America, keeping up the tired work. Enough clothes and books should fit in our car home. Keep putting the students first. Remember to teach them critical thinking. Fate holds us by the string, urges us to be a kite, but doesn't let us go anywhere. Bathtubs are useless, so was the noisy fridge. We can still gather like good neighbors, shower at the Y, dress in vintage professor vests. All adjuncts could march away from campuses across America all at once. Our signs would say equal pay for equal work, or show a photo of our dog the neighbors poisoned with crack. Teach Frederick Douglass, keep the words of Red Jacket ringing in the students' ears. Then all adjuncts rise, declare higher ed subsumed by oligarchy, fated to perpetuate U.S. domestic violence, PTSD from bedbugs. Neighboring countries scoff at us for throwing the water out with the bathtubs until the seed, a shining sea, rises with voters gunning for a wall, shooting up tubs of higher thought. Piles of Emerson lectures, MLK speeches, tomes of words our country has whittled into memes. What will Facebook say? What will the neighbors think when students throng behind all of us, marching and chanting, keeping our backs turned to the dumbing down, resuming control of our fate, ever snipping the strings that bind our forefathers' declaration to hypocrisy? Adjuncts, we're not just tired of hearing our neighbors while taking a bath. We must keep slavery out of America, corporate decisions out of education, overturn our fate, refuse to be adjuncts. Our used-up souls will find buoyancy in our stride as we walk away.